Today's program has been brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
You might not think of salmon as a trendsetter, but these days, salmon is making a name for itself. In fashion. That's right. Fish leather is on the rise, making appearances in shoes and purses for luxury brands such as Christian Dior, Prada, and Nike. But fish leather has actually been around since the days of the Vikings, when Nordics used every part of the fish in everyday life. These days, using the same principle, fish leather is being marketed as an eco-friendly product. Iceland has revived its fish leather market and is now distributing it all over the world. I wanted to see this stuff for myself. So I went to New York City's garment district and spoke with Italian textile distributor Jean-Paul Fellini. Jean-Paul sells fish leather from the Atlantic Leather Company, based in Iceland.
The Nordiques have been working and using fish leather for shoes and protection, even weapons. Once the certain skins become very hard, very tanned in a certain way, they become hard, they use as a bat and weapons. But since the Viking, the first one that came to the United States before Columbus, they've been using leather, skin leather, for their purposes.
Wow.
For certain purposes, for shoes mainly, and protection of garments, not really garments, but shields and hats mainly.
I asked Jean-Paul to tell me about the process of turning a slippery, wet fish into a fine leather product. He said it would be better if I saw it with my own eyes first, and he pulled up a video on his computer. Here's what I saw.
I'm visiting the Nordstrand fish factory in the north of Iceland to find out how fish turns into leather.
The fish arrives at the factory where it's gutted and filleted by hand, and then put onto a machine which separates the skin from the flesh. The skins are then refrigerated and transferred to the tannery. And from there, the skins go through a final round separating any flesh or fat. At this point, the skin becomes really thin and smooth, like a giant piece of rubber. It is added to a huge spinning drum filled with chemicals like chromium that help to soften it and preserve it. Unlike other leathers from cow or goat hides, fish skin needs a full week in the drum to fully wring out that fishy smell. When it is finally taken out, the skin is soft and spongy. It is transferred into a different drum to color it. At this point, it really starts to resemble a leather. It's still soft, but the fibers are locked, so you couldn't tear it if you tried. And finally, after the dye has dried, the leather is done. But it can be further treated to add patterns or effects. In the video, the owner of the company gets out these sheets of film to add the finish. These sheets look like wrapping paper, and using a giant iron-type press, like what you might see at the dry cleaners, it transfers a pattern, such as, say, tie-dye, onto the skin. And that's it. Now you can walk out of the factory with a tie-dyed fish leather product, ready to be made into a handbag or new pair of shoes.
So this is what I was telling you. This is cod.
Oh, wow. There were different textures and patterns, some soft, some harder, some with gold and metallic flecks. There were psychedelic neon fish skins, rainbow skins, warm and soft earth-toned skins, shimmering deep blue and green skins that looked like magical mermaid tails. I even saw some leopard-printed fish skins.
And that you're touching is perch.
This is perch.
This is perch.
So this is kind of the biggest looking scale so far I've seen.
People do hats with that?
You know, it's surprisingly soft.
Yeah, it's thicker. Oh, no, it's rendered this soft. The tanning is giving that to it. Smells?
It doesn't smell like anything. I mean, it smells like leather.
It's fabulous. It's going to go. And that'll be a big thing for fashion, and it's also going to be very good for the environment.
I kept hearing this again and again, that fish leather was making a name for itself as an eco-friendly product.
So people make the claim that fish leather is kind of more eco-friendly. What in your mind makes it more eco-friendly than other leathers?
It's sustainable. you know, it's you don't garbage anything from the leather, from this leather. You eat the flesh, you use the skin, and the head goes to animal food. Everything is used. We don't throw anything away.
And the bones?
Well, the bones, I guess, goes into the melange of the animal food.
So, like fish meal?
Yes.
Right? Fish meal.
Yes.
Wow.
As of now, we're still importing fish leather from Iceland. But who knows? Maybe with time, we will import this custom of making it as well. To see the video of fish leather being made at the Atlantic Leather Company in Iceland, click on the link posted on our website. I'm Austin Sherman, reporting for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.